And another Polnac tape, all for you. That's right, here we go again with T009. And we're setting up all the stuff here, and we're almost ready.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
And about ready to roll. Polnac can't wait for a tape. Had to make that lousy tape before me, T008. And now for a decent tape with T009. I only say that because I make the tapes, but anyway. And let's keep it that way, Paul. I suppose. We get into the strangest fights at times. I wonder how we get into it and how we get out of it, but I suppose we need each other as much as we need each other. Yeah. Anyway, nice to have you as a friend and all that good stuff. And enough with the comments. On with the 12-minute tapes, so you can fit another 12-minute tape on this tape. Here we go. 3, 2...
O-O-2-X.
Take 4. With another week of fun-listed entertainment in the film industry, we present... Polnac presents... This tape is compiled by Daniel Ross at the Dual Phase Studio, providing care and quality over the telephone line. And this is Daniel, and before we let Paul speak here and go in with a tape, a few announcements for the dual phase callers, some of you that might be calling 213-761-1760 and 761-1330. Okay, starting Saturday through Monday, we'll be taking comments for Polnac Presents and maybe even my line. If you have a few personal notes, if you'd like to say something, we are taking comments starting about now by the time you hear this tape till, I say, Monday afternoon, evening. So there will not be conference during that time, and it should resume after Monday. And that's it from my end. I'd like to give a big hand to Polnac, and hey, here he goes with Polnac Presents. And don't forget to call my conference.
Hello, you're on 761-3330 with another week of film-listed fun.
Very good, Tony. You got it right this week.
Yeah, of course I did. You gave me a script.
But you weren't supposed to be reading it. I wanted to get somebody else on the show this week.
Well, go get some star.
Yeah, like who? Bob Hope?
No, Don Knotts.
Yep, Don Knotts. Don Knotts is me. Listen, Tony, I mean... You come up with the stupidest one.
Why don't you get the movie makers?
Don't you realize I am the movie maker? Right. Don't you know that last week we had nothing to talk about?
This
we didn't
week
even
is
get
safe.
Very much movie info in there. We were just talking about we're fighting. People didn't like that.
Well, why don't you folks tell us if you like that? Leave a comment Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday, and everybody, if you can just leave your comments so that this guy can leave, tell us that you want Tony to leave.
And don't forget, you can call Sunday through Monday on 213-761-1330 and 213-761-1760 for comment-taking input for this line.
Okay, because he is getting annoying, right, Tony?
Annoying.
That's right, you're
annoying. This guy's always putting me down.
I never put my friends down.
What do you call it?
Yeah. Don't you have anything else better to say?
Okay, buddy, let's see how stupid you are. How many letters are in the alphabet?
26.
24.
24? Oh, that's an old joke. What? I know why. Because E.T. flew home, right?
No, okay. There's 22 in the alphabet.
22? Well, how do you get that?
E.T. flew home with V.D.
Yeah. And speaking of E.T., let's fly on into this.
Two minds meet. Two hearts beat together. But only one of them is human. The other is 3 million light years from home. Universal Pictures presents the new film from the director of Jaws, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and Raiders of the Lost Ark, Steven Spielberg's E.T., the extraterrestrial, in his adventure on Earth. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
That's right, E.T., the extraterrestrial. And right now, Tony, my good buddy, who is going to actually do a little work on this tape, is going to tell us where E.T. can be seen. Would you like to tell us where we can see E.T., Tony?
Let's see, it can be seen at the Hollywood UA Egyptian. The number there is 467-6167. 467-6167.
Paul, this is David from Burbank. We just saw a tour tonight. I mean, let me tell you. Okay, I mean, this is like, it was, you can't believe how totally ridiculous it was. I mean, it's just, God, I can't... Here, this is Dale. Let him tell you this.
Well, as he was trying to say, this movie was a straight line waiting for a joke. I mean, it was just, I don't feel like I wasted my money because we had so much fun making jokes out of the movie as we watched it that we were just laughing the whole way through. I'm sure the producers and directors made this movie in all seriousness, but a Conan it wasn't. And the guy, same guy who played Tarzan in the Bo Derek classic, didn't even look nearly up to snuff as he did in Tarzan. But what can you say? The lip sync was not too bad. Could hardly tell that they were voicing over everything in the movie. And there were some good-looking women. But for $5 a shot, I don't think so. So just wait till it comes on HBO. It's a really good movie for a laugh. But, I don't know. I wish I'd gone and seen it in Glendale instead of Hollywood. Back to David.
I want you to know I didn't see it by choice, and I'm glad I wasn't paying. Yep, it's a definite disappointment. I mean, these people are talking, it's supposed to be in what century? The 15th, the 10th century, and they're talking like this guy is Surfer Joe from the California beaches.
Right now, you can be thinking about what you'll be leaving on 761-1760 for more entertainment. Do it now. Do it today. Leave your comments for Paul Mac Presents, 761-1760, 761-1330. Conference will be up after this Monday, so think of comments and leave it before Monday.
Hi, this is Colin from the City of Orange.
And this is Rick from Long Beach.
We thought we'd call to say we really enjoy the movie line, but we're surprised that there haven't been more calls about the Academy Award nominations.
Yeah, what happened? I mean, isn't there anyone else out there who thinks the Academy may have goofed a little this year?
Let's not limit it to this year. Remember, Chariots of Fire was nominated last year, and it went on to win. Yuck! Talk about a half-baked movie making.
I agree, but let's stick to this year's mistakes. Gandhi will undoubtedly win this year's Best Picture.
It was so boring.
Well, I didn't really think it was boring, but I mean, I could get much more by reading a biography. I mean, Gandhi, like, he was an inspirational man, and he detested violence. And so here you have Richard Attenborough make a film, a thoroughly violent film about his life. I mean, it's sort of ironic, don't you think?
You're right, and the Academy would have to love it. Besides, it took 20 years to make. It'll win.
Look at the Best Actress category.
What's there to look at? Meryl Streep has it in the bag.
Yeah, she does, but I'm glad Jessica Lange was nominated for Frances. She was excellent, too.
Sissy Spacek was great in Missing.
Agreed.
But Julie Andrews and Deborah Winger?
Yeah, what happened to Diane Keaton? She should have been nominated for Shoot the Moon.
What did Julie Andrews do?
Got me.
Well, let's look at the Best Actor nomination, shall we?
Okay, Paul Newman and Ben Kingsley were nominated. Jack Lemmon, Peter O'Toole, and Dustin Hoffman, right? Right?
Well, yeah, but why wasn't Richard Gere nominated?
Well, how about Albert Finney?
I don't care about Albert Finney. Richard Gere was scrumptious, an officer and a gentleman.
Maybe so, but this is an actor's award, not a Pillsbury Bake Off, Helen.
Officer was a great movie. It should have been nominated.
You really think Officer and Gentleman was a great movie? And it should have been nominated for Best Picture? Well, in that case, what about Porky?
Don't be a smart aleck.
I think we're starting to ramble a little. You better say goodbye, Helen.
Goodbye, Helen.
Hi, this is Christy from Sun Valley. I'd just like to leave a comment about the people who spoke on the Academy Awards, who are talking about them. I'd just like to say that I thought Gandhi was an excellent film. It was excellent. And Ben Kingsley should hopefully win Best Actor and Gandhi Best Picture. And there's no reason that anyone can say that that was a violent film. Gandhi never once did anything violent. And I just thought it was great. It really showed his life. I don't know, I thought it was a great movie. And I do think Julie Andrews did an outstanding performance. I don't see how anyone can say that she didn't. So I don't know what you guys are talking about. But in my opinion, I thought both Ben Kingsley and Julie Andrews were really good. So I just think you guys should really think about what you're saying. Maybe you do believe it. I'm sorry, but I believe something different. So talk to you later.
Hey, Paul, tell me about this new movie, Trenchcoat. It's with Robert Hayes and Margot Kidder. Isn't it just another movie about a flasher? I wonder.
I saw Lovesick, and this is Debbie Chapin, and I didn't think it was very good. I thought it would be a lot funnier, and it wasn't that funny. And E.T. was all right, but I think they overpopularized E.T. too much. And I heard about this line from Ron. Hi, Ron, if you're listening.
Okay, we're in a lobby talking to folks who've just seen the new mystery comedy movie, Trenchcoat. What'd you think?
It was hunky-dory.
It was what?
Hunky-dory.
And I thought Margot Kidder and Robert Hayes were very good together.
I knew that Margot was not the bad guy, but I wasn't sure about Robert.
What sound did you make when you realized who the real heavies were? How about you? You
don't make me talk because my English is so bad.
Where are you from?
I'm from Argentina.
Is Malta in Argentina? That's where the movie's placed. You know, it's a mystery comedy, and it's a mystery where Malta is to me.
It's an island, and it must be near Yalta.
It's near Yalta because it's Malta?
Right.
What did you say, sir?
It's right next to Halta.
Halta.
Go see Trenchcoat with Margot Kidder and Robert Hayes.
You don't have to wear a trench coat to like Trenchcoat, do you?
You don't have to wear a trench coat to see Trenchcoat.
Question. Who is Margot Kidder?
I'm a writer.
But expecting a gentleman.
That's all right. So is my father.
What is Robert Hayes?
He's my lawyer.
And how did they get into this mess?
I'm going to play detective because I'm really tired of being the victim.
Margot Kidder.
What's the wrong with you?
Robert Hayes.
That was great, wasn't it?
They're up to there.
Wow.
Trench coats.
Going to Malta?
In laughs.
No, actually, I was going to the bathroom.
Murder.
Don't shoot me!
And intrigue.
Okay, you get no more help from me.
Promise?
Finding romance.
Aye. Remember me?
And adventure.
The only partners I care for are silent partners.
A motion picture with everything that ever made a thriller thrilling.
Told you I killed somebody, didn't I?
Congratulations.
Trenchcoat. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Trenchcoat, a motion picture comedy thriller, that's right, starring Margot Kidder and Robert Hayes, was released March 11th by Buena Vista Distribution, hey, alias Walt Disney Studios. I don't know if anybody knows that, but Disney's trying to hide their names from pictures lately because they don't want people to say, oh, God, it's a kid's movie, right? But see, Trenchcoat, it's amazingly decent, and it stars Margot Kidder, as I said, as a would-be writer of spy novels who, while on vacation in Malta, stumbles into a web of international espionage. And Hayes plays an overly helpful American who is secretly spinning a few webs of his own. It was shot in location in Malta. See Trenchcoat, and it was directed by English filmmaker Michael Tuchner.
That's all the fun for this week. See you next week from Paul Mack Presents. Have a good day. Do it the dual phase way.